This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Mitchell Hartman was talking earlier about how some states are preparing for the next recession. But let's take a look back at the last one. The Great Recession had a lot of lasting consequences in housing, jobs, financial regulations. But it also had a surprising effect on company names, specifically for financial institutions. New banking apps and startups are picking human first names like Dave, Frank, and Bridget. Meredith Haggerty from Vox wrote about this. Meredith, good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So obviously this is a branding trend in personal finance apps and startups, but what is the reasoning for these companies in using a first name instead of like a company or product name that just says what it does?
Well, there are a few things at work here, but the primary thing is really just these companies want to sound friendly and human. They want to feel accessible to people. And the best way to do that, or the shortest, simplest way to do that, is with a human name.
But speaking of some of those banks, you have your Charles Schwab's and your J.P. Morgan's and your Morgan Stanley and all these. These are also human names, just like some of these newer apps and startups. So what's the difference?
So often these companies were named following the 1929 crash, and the idea was that you would have an organization that felt institutional and strong and reliable. But when those organizations with those kinds of names failed so spectacularly in 2008, the idea that they were strong and reliable sort of lost their luster.
If you give your bank or your startup a catchy first name, I mean, is it working on these targeted demographics?
I mean, I think it varies like organization to organization. There's so many of them at this point. It's hard to say that they're all working, but I do think that often they do feel effective.
Where are these names even coming from, though?
It varies company to company. Some of the ones that I spoke to, so Dave, which does personal loans, among other things, likes to think of themselves as David and Goliath. They're the little guy to these big, big banks, but they're casual, so they're Dave. Or Frank, I spoke with Frank does student loans or helps students apply for FAFSA. And the idea there is a play on transparency and frankness. And also, as the founder pointed out to me, like an uncle's name, like a weird uncle's name, I think was her actual quote, which I loved.
Oh, the idea that you might go to your Uncle Frank for advice on something.
Exactly.
One quote that jumped out to me in your piece was from a linguist and branding strategist that you talked to who noted a lot of these apps have, quote, every man white guy names. Expand on that a little bit for me.
The people that I spoke to who came up with the names often said that these names felt like they crossed racial lines. Whether or not that's true, it's a little bit difficult to say. Marcus, Dave, Frank. Sure, like lots of people can have these names, but the thing that it stands in contrast to is chatbots, which often have countryless feminized names, Siri, Alexa, Cortana, whereas Dave, Marcus, Frank, these are just like adult men you've met.
So this seems to be appealing to the stereotype that you might go to a man for financial advice, but to a woman for service.
Yeah, you're turning to the patriarchy to help you for financial advice, and you're having a woman, you know, tell you what time it is or the weather or whatever it is.
If younger consumers are so suspicious of big banks and traditional banks, is there reason to believe that just giving somebody a casual first name as your company name is really going to trick someone?
Well, one thing that I didn't have space for in the piece, but eventually these names are going to sound the same. Like the name Bob will sound like TrustCo. Like you will lose this feeling that this is doing anything to you because we become wise to these naming conventions and these sort of marketing gimmicks. So soon enough, I think the first name trend will lose its luster and we won't see it as much.
Meredith Haggerty is deputy editor of The Goods by Vox. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Charles Schwab, which was mentioned in this interview, is one of Marketplace's underwriters.